Tears well in his eyes. He stops talking. Silence hangs between us and I shift uneasily in my chair. I hesitate to reach for the Kleenex, as this is a delicate situation. I am a psychiatrist and my patient a veteran. Home from Iraq for 2 years, but the passing of time has not healed his psychological wounds. Through stifled tones, he bravely tells me his story about horrifying memories, so difficult to erase and now dangerously directing his life. The tears start to fall. It's difficult for him to open up, but necessary if I am to get an honest answer to my next question. Have you had thoughts of killing yourself? 18 American veterans die as a result of suicide every day, a sobering statistic. The Department of Veterans Affairs has done much to try and prevent such tragedies. Programs like a 24/7 suicide prevention hotline, specialized teams that keep close tabs on high-risk veterans, suicide education, outreach, and research efforts are just some examples. But suicide remains difficult to prevent, mostly because it is hard to predict who will take that fatal step. For example, we know that suicide runs in families, but there's no suicide gene that neatly predicts who in a family will take their own life. Also, we know that those suffering from mental illnesses like bipolar disorder are at much higher risk for suicide. But under what circumstances they might do so remains elusive. Finally, those thinking about taking their own life don't readily share this. So then how do we get them help at the crucial point in time they need it? The solution? One approach is to see suicide as a problem that is everybody's business. Family, friends, employers, educators, and all caregivers. We can all get educated about warning signs, how to approach someone you are concerned about, and how to get them help. There is no room for judgment or blame when dealing with those who are suicidal. And by making it everybody's business, maybe we can get better at preventing it. With a perspective, I'm Shelley Jane.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.